For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Ray, this Russell Wilson injury that started back at the beginning of training camp for very dumb reasons, creeping back up today. Give us your read on the situation, a calf aggravation in Russell Wilson today at Steelers practice.
Yeah, I mean, listen, guys, Mike Tomlin was typically short and mum on the subject. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But the fact that this is still lingering 6 weeks after he originally heard it, I think is bad news for Russell, and it potentially could be bad news for the Steelers. So, what's to say that this isn't going to linger all season if it's not fixed by now? So, like I said, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But, obviously they have a good contingency plan in Justin Fields, who benefited from Russell being out for most of the summer.
Ray, can you just fill me in? A buddy of mine just texted me and asked about, like, the way that they do their practices for a regular Sunday 1 o'clock game week. Is Thursday a full-go practice or more of, like, a walkthrough, or do they do the walkthrough later on or a walkthrough-style practice later on in the week?
Yeah, so Wednesday and Thursday are their big practices of the week. Friday is usually a little bit lighter, but it's still important. And then Saturday they'll walk it through. Either in the city they're traveling to or before they get on the plane.
Ray, so do you think to that end then, Ray, that they'll try to push Wilson a little bit more tomorrow to see where he's at, or really just let him go in rest mode on tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you ask that question, because I was talking to Connor Hayward about that after practice, and I was like, yeah, it's a good thing that Justin got all these reps and, you guys will be ready. And he was like, you know what? With Russell's status as a vet, the fact that he knows this offense, the fact that he's, a 13-year veteran, he said Mike could, quote-unquote, FedEx him until Sunday. So you guys know what that means. Maybe he'd sit out practice tomorrow and rest it until game time. So obviously Russ has that kind of stature in the league. To me, what I question, does he have that kind of stature with Mike Tomlin yet? I mean, that's usually reserved for guys who have been with the Steelers a while, and obviously Russ has only been here about 6 months or so.
So, Ray, who do you think ultimately starts at quarterback on Sunday, based on what you know right now?
Yeah, I mean, Andrew, I'd just be guessing at this point. I don't even want to venture a guess. I think we'll see what happens at practice tomorrow. They told us, Russ was supposed to talk today. I think we'll know by right after practice tomorrow. If Russ is good to go, he'll talk to us. If he's not good to go, they'll give us Justin Fields, and, we'll be able to read between the lines, I think. So, just wait about 18 hours, and I think we'll have the answer by then.
Well, this is an instant gratification business, Ray, so we've got to at least ask. How comfortable do you think they would be with starting Russell Wilson if he wasn't quite 100% but was reasonably close, 85-90%?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, Chris, because at some point, you guys know the importance of quarterback mobility to Mike Tomlin. That's part of Russell Wilson's game. And if he can't be effective out there, if he's not able to pick up, 3 yards on third and two, then, I don't know if it's smart to have him in there. So, that's what the Steelers coaches have to analyze here over the next 24 to 48 hours. Is Justin Fields a better option because he's 100% healthy? And where is Russell Wilson's health? If he's 80 to 85%, maybe you go with Fields. But if he's closer to, say, 95%, then maybe you go with Wilson. That's a decision that they're going to have to come to with their medical team.
Ray, do they have any regrets over how this happened?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure they do. They've been ridiculed, for that. And I'm sure the strength and conditioning coaches you know, when the news dropped today, I'm sure those guys, you know, feel terrible again about the way it went down. But
so do you know the way it went down? What happened?
Well, he was pushing a sled during the conditioning drill.
And this was new. They had never done that before. This is like a new part of like their strength and conditioning program to start seasons.
Yeah, as you know, Marcel Pastor was not brought back. They brought in a couple of new coaches, you know, that was part of their conditioning test. And the conditioning test was unlike anything that I had ever seen. It was completely different than what the previous guys did. So I'm not saying that's good or bad, but obviously when you get your franchise quarterback hurt, I know they're only paying him $1 million this year, but when all your marbles basically were on this guy to be your starter, you know, this is a heck of a way to lose him if he can't play on Sunday.
What about the new strength and conditioning staff did they think made these guys worthy of being hired?
I mean, to be honest with you, Chris, I didn't look too deeply into that. I know he was at Boston College. We know there's a connection there with Mike Tomlin. I also think that there's a connection there with maybe some other people in the front office. I think he's a local guy, and you know, he at least went to high school in this area. So, I mean, who knows how it all went down? But obviously, they hired him, so they had felt comfortable enough that you know, he was ready to take this jump up from college to the pros.
Fautanu was full at practice today, Ray. Does that mean he starts at right tackle?
No, but it means he's going to be active, guys. If you look at the way their offensive line is constructed now, Moore's going to start at left. Jones will start at right, and they don't really have any backup options at tackle. That's why Fautanu, it's good that he is healthy now, because he basically has to dress because he's the only backup tackle. You know, Spencer Anderson can play tackle, but now he's your starting guard. So, you know, that's the one piece of good news. Injury-wise for the Steelers today, at least they can go into this game feeling relatively good about themselves with their health at tackle.
Has Broderick Jones looked since that awful second preseason game? Would you say, like, his overall, I know you, there's rules now about practices, Ray, but generally speaking, yeah, he's stabilized as far as his level of performance and apparent health?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but it's only practice, and it's so different in games, guys, and you know, you can maybe guard against your elbow and practice a little bit, and you kind of know how to baby it. But when the bullets are flying out there in real time and you got to block these guys off the edge, it's a different story. So I'm sure they're going to take, you know, precautions with that this week. Zach Frazier, first NFL start. Spencer Anderson, first NFL start. Broderick Jones, banged up, didn't have a great preseason. I am quite sure Arthur Smith is going to max protect and do everything he can to make sure his quarterback is protected on Sunday.
Ray, what is your Steelers win-loss record prediction for 2024?
9-8, and I think I had them winning this Falcons game, and the way it's going, guys, I might have to reconsider that. But, yeah, I got them going 9-8, and likely sneaking into the playoffs.
Oh, you have them the playoffs.
Wow.
Do you have them winning a playoff game for the first time since 2016?
I didn't go that far in my predictions. All we had to do for the Post-Gazette was basically pick the 14 playoff teams and pick a Super Bowl winner.
All right,
and
so
a
here's
Super Bowl participant.
So then I will put you on the spot here. Would you take the Steelers to win a road playoff game in Kansas City?
Who's quarterbacking?
A guy named Patrick Mahomes.
I meant for the Steelers.
Well, that's your crystal ball. I don't know how you have them getting to 9-8, Ray.
Yeah,
that's for you to decide.
If Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, I'm going to say no.
How about on the road against the AFC East champion? Would you pick them there?
Yeah, I could see them winning at the Dolphins. And, you know, if it's the Bills, probably be a tougher game because I think Josh Allen a better quarterback than Tua, but yeah, they'd have a puncher's chance up there.
How about Houston?
Probably not. C.J. Stroud, probably one of the top seven quarterbacks in the NFL right now. That's a tough place to play in the playoffs. I'd probably say no.
How about at Cincinnati?
Yeah, they can win at Cincinnati.
All right. So I'm going within the playoffs in 50-50 on playoff win. is how I'm putting that down. All right, Ray. Great stuff, man.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.